This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
An insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch, presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, with Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Top feed is some football, NFL Lunch style. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. You just heard during Nolan's update, quarterback maneuvering that's been happening over the last couple of days as legal tampering started yesterday at noon. Official league year starts tomorrow. Daniel Jones signs with the Indianapolis Colts, 1 year, $14 million. Tom Pelissero, NFL Network, reporting that Anthony Richardson will not request a trade. He was, what, the fourth pick in the draft?
Yeah, he was picked early.
A couple years ago, and, you know, he's rather inconsistent. He's been hurt a lot. But the Colts have said by signing Daniel Jones, they're creating an open competition for the starting quarterback job there.
Yeah, Bob, I think it, with Anthony Richardson, took a turn for the worse when he checked out of the game. You know, raised my hand. I got to come out. I'm tired.
And wasn't it in like, it was like fourth down play, too.
Yes, yes.
It was a critical moment.
And, it goes back to how many guys, the Trey Lances, the Anthony Richardsons, those types of guys, that didn't play a lot of college football, and it's like, oh, we're projecting them, they're going to be great. And you go, the guys that were successful, fifth-year guy, sixth-year guy, guys that played a lot. I mean, it's becoming kind of an easy formula to look at because otherwise it raises so many flags. The guys that fail are the ones that don't come in with any experience.
Well, for the most part, in his career, Daniel Jones has failed.
Yeah, no doubt.
So what is Indy seeing him? Because he had a chance to either stay in Minnesota, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or he go where he wound up in Indianapolis. What do the Colts see in Daniel Jones that, you know, they can extract?
Well, I'm guessing
get back
a,
into the playoff,
a younger guy that has started a lot of games. You know, younger than Flacco and all those other guys that they brought in that have started games. So they're taking a shot. And they're hoping, I mean, they're hoping like hell, I'm sure, that Richardson, like, takes a jump and, you know, can become that guy. He's got to stay healthy, too. He acts like he's a tight end or a running back when he's, you know, he wants to run over everybody.
Now we had, who was Rashawn, I believe, called earlier, talking about the Commanders, they trade for Laremy Tunsil yesterday from Houston. Picks and monies involved there. Still under contract, 31 years old. You know, Washington made it to the NFC Championship game. Surprising people by getting there, but they got there nonetheless. They have a franchise quarterback. They trade for Deebo Samuel. They already had a franchise receiver in Terry McLaurin. Zach Ertz is coming back. So, I mean, if you're in it to win it, you might as well go all in. Tunsil brings what to the equation here? for Washington.
Well, he's been a Pro Bowl left tackle. I mean, he's been an excellent left tackle. So you're protecting your franchise's backside. So, I mean, to me, that was... And people said, oh, they gave a lot. I mean, they gave, they gave four picks, but two this year and two the following. And I didn't think it was that bad to get an elite tackle. And if it's going to protect... The biggest thing that, what did the Bears learn? You better go get some old linemen. Otherwise, the quarterback's going to get the heck beat out of them. So you get a left tackle. I think that's an awesome, awesome move.
How much have they closed the gap between themselves and Philadelphia?
Well, Washington's adding, Philly's deleting players right now. So I'm guessing they closed the gap some, Bob. Just because they're adding players, and Philly, they've been cut. They lost Sweat. They lost, two of the corners, and
they just traded Gardner Johnson.
Yeah. So I mean, yeah. So I would say, they're gaining ground.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, NFL Lunch here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. You want to crank to 12? We'll play it that loud for you. Send your song request to the Plaza Ford text line. All right, let's get back to the Ravens' needs here, and we talked about. Pass rusher. Talked about safety. Now the B Steve has moved on. Brandon Stevens to the Jets. Where does cornerback fit into the, areas of concern? But, lack of depth certainly becomes part of the equation here.
I think huge. Because Armour Davis, forget about him. Yeah. Forget about the only ones you really have is Wiggins and Marlon. And then TJ Tampa, if you're playing him at corner. So you only got three. That's why I think, Bob, I think they probably prefer to play Marlon inside because of lack of speed on the outside. So really, you need another corner. They'll take a corner in the second, third round. They're going to take a corner. And I still would not be shocked, Bob, if they don't. Take a veteran corner that's still out there at some point before it's all said and done.
Now, we talked about David Ajabo earlier where it's a pooper, get off the pot kind of year. Yep. Is Armour Davis that guy now, too?
He may. Another guy, Bob, that if he gets hurt in training camp or OTAs, adios. Because it's been every year. I mean, has he showed that he showed some talent when he plays, but he just is... You got to be accountable. You can't get better if you don't practice and do all those things. So I mean, we got to find a guy who can ring the bell.
And there's always an issue, injury wise,
no doubt.
I mean, when OTAs, mini camps, certainly in the training camp, who's not there? He's that guy.
And he was at Alabama
a lot.
And he was at Alabama. And Bob, I remember. First day of a rookie minicamp. I'm watching him. It's like, he looks pretty good. And then, where'd he go?
Yeah, big four or five-star recruit coming out of high school for the Crimson Tide. I guess there's a reason he was a fourth-round draft pick. Injuries being a big part of it. And we talked earlier as well, staying on the defense real quick, as they've lost the Ravens, Malik Harrison, Chris Board. So lack of depth. And the interior of the linebacker group is something that needs to be addressed as well.
And I would think, Bob, that after June 1st or whatever, they'll bring in a veteran to be there, too. They'll draft one or two. Probably draft one. But the thing is the biggest thing is to get Simpson up to speed. The new linebacker coach, the guy from Georgia Tech, he's got to get him right. And he's year three. Got to show some strides because he started out good last year, and then he went to crap. He got less. None. Right. It's like, you're going the wrong direction.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, take your phone calls. You want to talk about the Ravens, you can at 410-583-1057. Orioles right now, two outs. Top of the first against the Yankees and Clark Schmidt. Adley's got a single. Kowser's at the plate right now trying to extend the inning. Albert Suarez is on the hill for the Orioles. And if you missed this news, Jacob Calvin-Meyer, Baltimore Sun, last hour said, Gunnar Henderson back to baseball-related activities, so that's good news.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Clark Schmidt on the hill for the Yankees. Ryan Mountcastle showing that opposite field pop. Three-run jack to right field. Adley and Kowser with base hits. After the three-run homer from Mountie, old Ramon Laureano doubled down the left field line. So the Orioles off to a quick start against New York. Their queen was named as the Big Ten Freshman of the Year. Braden Smith, point guard for Purdue, was named the Player of the Year. Jacoby Gillespie was named third team All-Big Ten. Julian Reese got honorable mention. I'm sure Kevin Willard is unhappy with that, and we talked about it earlier. Always the outsider. University of Maryland, when they were in the ACC, they're too far north. They're not good enough for us. Now they're too far east. But Derek Queen, he makes first team all-conference too, as voted by the coaches. The media took Vladimir Golden out of Michigan on the first team. So it doesn't matter. It's all about what happened starting on Friday at 6:30 for the Terps. But congratulations to those who achieved honors today. Ravens, their honor, maybe winning a Super Bowl for the first time in a while, as they've come up short. Championship game last year, or 2 years ago now. And then the divisional round heartbreaker to the Buffalo Bills, trying to get over the postseason hump. No excuses. Regular season success. Been there, done that. Now, how deep can you get into January and then ultimately maybe into February? Still got the draft. Ravens have 11 picks. Still another wave of free agency to go. But by their losing what they've lost just by keeping Ronnie Stanley, they still win.
No doubt.
They're still winners so far. Unlike the Bengals, who are just watching things happen.
Yeah, I mean, if you're tumbleweeds and you're Eric and Harbs, you know, and you're looking at the guys that left, who can't replace? You know, I mean, they're all replaceable.
Yep, they're depth pieces,
yeah,
but replaceable.
Where Ronnie wasn't, because a couple reasons. There would have been nobody in free agency to go get, and there's not a lot of draft pick, you know, quality there.
And a lot of offensive linemen getting paid big time this offseason.
Overpaid big.
Ronnie was listed by ESPN as the number one overall free agent as all of this started.
I'm guessing that if Ronnie wanted to, he could have got more money at New England or maybe even Kansas City. But he's very comfortable here is the way it sounds.
And the Ravens are comfortable keeping him around, that's for sure. All right, let's get out to the phones. Go to Steve in Cockeysville. Steve, thanks for holding. What's happening?
Hey, thanks, fellas. Hey, just want to say you guys got a good show. Nice, informative, and a little bit of humor in there. It's a pleasure to listen in.
Thank you.
But, well, I was just listening with this the draft and all this stuff coming up, and I find it amusing that what a science it's become over the years. And I go back, I mean, a lifelong fan, but I'm an old guy, and back, I'm a lifelong Steelers fan. Sorry to hear that. But back through the 50s, you know, we were the worst team in the league. 0-10, 1-9, things like that. And we had the general manager named Buddy Parker. That his philosophy was he didn't like draft picks. He didn't like rookies. So he'd get rid of them all and get these old washed-up veterans. And it resulted in those kind of records. But just a thought. I think everybody's heard the story about passing on Johnny Unitas or letting him go before he ever really threw a ball for the Steelers. And but the next year, they passed on Jimmy Brown. We could have had Johnny Unitas and Jimmy Brown in the same backfield. And then a little later, they passed on Lenny Dawson, three Hall of Famers. And, you know, it just shows with people like that what you end up with. And I mean, once we got Chuck Noll turned around a little bit, I was just getting a chuckle out of the draft and all, what a big deal it is today.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Steve. And it was what, like 7,000 rounds back in those days, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Where just not that long ago, Bob, baseball was you go till you wanted to stop, wasn't it?
I'm not sure, but it was in the 50s.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. And the baseball draft used to be on Tuesday at like 11 o'clock. You'd have to watch MLB Network or .com, and the picks would just pop up. And the baseball, always slow, finally got religion and said, hey, why don't we try to monetize this thing and maybe have it during the All-Star break and stuff so people will pay attention to it. But as Steve said, Steeler turnaround started when they drafted Mean Joe Green with Chuck Noll. Then they got Terry Bradshaw, then, you know, Franco, then the 74 draft where they have, what, four or five Hall of Famers. You know, continuity's been the key to the Steelers.
Oh, no question about it.
Right now, mediocrity has been kind of their reality.
Ditto to that.
And we talked about it yesterday. Would you, if you're a Steeler fan, tank? Hey, I'd rather suck for 2 years instead of going 10-7, losing in the first round of the playoffs. Let's stink, build some draft equity, maybe, just maybe, get a quarterback that's going to be our guy for 5 to 10 years here.
When they got Ben, Bob, wasn't it like pick 13 or something?
It was first round. I don't remember the exact number. He was after Eli and Rivers. He was the third quarterback, I think, taken in that draft.
So I think it was in double digits.
I know there was a J.P. Lossman in there.
Oh, yeah.
Somewhere. But Ben came in, made his debut in Baltimore when Touchdown Tommy got hurt, and was the quarterback for well over a decade, won tons of games, went to championships, won Super Bowls, and they haven't come close to sniffing that sort of thing since. Where the Ravens, they went right from Joe Flacco, who was a really good championship-winning quarterback, to Lamar Jackson, who's an MVP, transcendent, future Hall of Fame quarterback. So there's been some quarterback issues have been few and far between for the Ravens, let's say that, since 2008.
Yeah, and you know what? A lot of times you got to be lucky. I mean, probably the luckiest team ever, Bob, was the Colts, Indianapolis Colts. You know, you got Peyton Manning, then you suck for a year, and then you get luck. You know, I mean, you get two generational guys back to back.
All right, let's go to Cliff in White Marsh. Cliff, what's up?
Hey, gentlemen. Good afternoon. I want to talk Ravens at the end, but real quick about Jackson Holliday. I really do believe, Bob, when you're unknown at different positions, second base, he's a young player. I don't think he's going to excel at the plate until they find a position for him. When you have uneasiness about where you're going to play at, some players later in their career can do that. He's a young player. When you're taking that into the batter's box with you, it just doesn't seem to carry on for me is what I'm going to say.
Well, he's second base. He's at shortstop because Gunner's not.
I get it.
Yeah, but Jackson Holliday is – they've given him the second baseman's job. It's his to lose. And he's made strides, by all accounts, defensively at second base.
All right, real quick, Vinny, about the Ravens. I think the Raven Brain Trust has got to devise a way to get Simpson somehow involved someplace on that field. I don't know if he's an inside linebacker. He's so athletic on the outside. They have to figure that part of it out because he's too good of a talent to let just drift away. You know what I'm saying? I just think he has the ability. I don't know if he can handle shedding blocks on the inside like that, but on the outside, that kid's an athletic marvel. You just watch his tape from college in space. He's unbelievable. So they got to figure out something for him. And I'll take it off air, Vin. Tell me what you think of him.
Well, the biggest thing is, well, that's why they got a new coach in, too, new linebacker coach. How instinctively and how smart is he? Because as he was declining and probably lost confidence, is the biggest thing is that you start thinking. And then instead of being a step ahead, you're a step behind. And I think that's what happened to him a lot. And he was costing them so much. And then he's playing high. And then when you play high, all you're doing is getting driven back into everybody else.
Salvageable, Trenton Simpson?
I would think so. He's still extremely young. And like Cliff said, extremely talented, you know, extremely athletic.
But third year in the league, can't be a healthy scratch or special teams only in December.
No, he's got to step up the game, and he's got to show really good strides here. And then especially, Bob, you know, when they put the pads on, that's when he's got to show up in the fall.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Orioles 3-0 right now. Bottom of the first against the Yankees down in Florida. Ryan Mountcastle, 3-run homer for the Birds. Just tuning into the program. We'll talk March Madness with Frank Burleson, Hall of Fame basketball writer. Burleson on basketball is the website. Get into the possible sleeper teams once we get into said Madness. There's always upsets. Where are we going to maybe identify a team that could make you look like the smartest person in your office pool? Big Ten tournament, number 2 seed. It's either Illinois, Ohio State, or Iowa. And as Kevin Willard told us earlier today, we're good. We just worry about us. We played all 3 of them. We've got a pretty good idea of what's going on with those potential opponents. But conference play tournament always leads to zaniness, upset, hurt feelings, and controversy. And joining us now to talk about it all, because he's seen it all, Hall of Fame basketball writer Burleson on basketball is the website. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's our friend Frank Burleson. Frank, what's happening?
Not too much. I got to admit, hearing Cream there, I'm going to give you a little analogy. Cream being the first superpower group where basically three free agents were just thrown together with max cap space, and Jack Bruce on bass, Ginger Baker on the drums, and Eric Clapton on the guitar. And I think they were together for about 2 years. But if we're going to do a parallel of the elite playing on the same team, that was one. So there's a little pop culture rock and roll history moment for all your listeners.
Well, much appreciated there. I did see Eric Clapton in concert about 40 years ago, but we're not here to talk about my olden days of stuff. Towson, they lose yesterday in the CAA semifinals. They won the league, number 1 seed. Pat Scarry's team had a great regular season, but now, because it's not a two-bid league, as you know, Frank, these mid-major conferences don't normally get that sort of thing. Should there be an expanded NCAA tournament field? It's 32 to 48 to 64. Now it's 68. We know with football, hey, we'll just expand it to another week. We'll add more teams because that means more money. Will we see an expanded NCAA tournament field beyond 68 so that if a Towson does dominate its league, they have a 140-minute rough patch and the whole season goes down the toilet?
Yeah, I mean, ideally you would think so, but there's a school of thought, and I used to just like poo-poo it. Now I kind of think it's true that in reality, the expanded NCAA tournament, at least the modern day expansion, since whatever it was, 10, 12 years ago when they went from 64 to 68, is a fact of conference tournaments. I mean, when you look at the attention the conference tournaments get, especially, you know, the top five, six leagues, the power leagues, and then even, you know, the Mountain West and the WCCs get, it's almost like they're, it's almost kind of like the vibe is the tournament is actually started now. You know, tell that to the team that went 30-3 and its computer metrics aren't going to get them in a large bid. But you could kind of say that it kind of already exists in terms of, you know, way back when. I mean, we, you know, Vinny remembers too, and as you do, Bob. I mean, this thing where the conference tournaments got so much attention, it's, you know, it's a somewhat recent phenomenon in terms of time. I mean, you know, be it obviously there's so many different networks striving for content to do it. So they promote, you know, the Foxes, the ESPNs and CBSs and everybody. They're promoting their own thing. But again, it kind of bleeds together a little bit. It's almost like, you know, I was thinking about conference tournaments. I go, oh, hell, Sunday is actually the selection show, you know. So I think the dynamics of any tournament expansions or the look of what the tournaments are going to have, you know, we won't really know, I think, until whatever happens in this dynamics of through the power conferences, eventually through the contractual agreement for the TV coverage of the NCAA tournament, do they break away from the NCAA and create their own dynamics? So I think it's an interesting thought. And, you know, hey, I'd be all for a 96-team tournament or whatnot, 128-team tournament, just do away with, you know, do away with the conference tournaments and just say, okay, the team that wins the regular season is in, and the others, if you want to go for some NIT bids, but, you know, pick your things from the leagues without a conference tournament and go 128, and I'd be all for that.
All right, Frank, let's talk about, you know, a Power 5 or Power 4 now, conference school, a traditional college basketball power, Louisville. They sucked for the last 2 years with Kenny Payne, who was a fabulous player for them. But Pat Kelsey comes in from Charleston. All of a sudden, they just rise out of the ashes and into the top 25, the top 15. How stunned, if you're stunned at all, are you that Louisville went from being irrelevant to getting blown out on a nightly basis to being a team that could make a second weekend run once the tournament begins next week?
Well, you know, Louisville, you know, again, through the 70s and 80s and a little bit of the 90s under Denny Crum, and then all the guys that have, you know, taken the program to various stages of success. I think with what Pat Kelsey has done and what Louisville has done in terms of so little expectation and going from, you know, ground zero to, you know, potential national coach of the year and a team that could, you know, get to the second week of the tournament. First and foremost, a lot of it has to do, I think, with the downtrend and you know, the lower level of play from top to bottom, you know, other than Duke right now. That's the ACC. But again, it just goes to show you, especially in this era of basically basketball free agency, college basketball free agency, and the portal and things like that, you get the right coach, Pat Kelsey, and you make the right decisions and get the proper players out of the portal, you know, the guys with experience, the guys who can come in and play in a league like the ACC, and also, more importantly, the guys who can play for Coach Kelsey and play the style that he wants to play. You, all those things fall into place, and you can turn it around very quickly. Again, you know, he's a prime example of what a coach can do and what a staff could do when they, you know, look at all those hours of film or huddle and stuff on their laptops and say, okay, we kind of like this guy. Let's see if we can get him for $250,000 or whatever, how they distribute the money they have for free agency, AKA NIL, out of the portal. And you make the right decisions, you know, you're going to be good. You make some bad decisions. Again, I'm not, you know, it's the obvious ones that, you know, maybe the Kansases and some of these other schools that, you know, paid big money for some high-profile players, and you make wrong decisions, you misevaluate, or, you know, you just get a kid who maybe is doing it for the money or a kid who really doesn't fit in, you know, then you're going to be a disappointment.
Hey, Frank, is that the reason why Patino and St. John's is doing, because they've turned it around quickly and they're, what, like top six, seven team in the country now?
Again, and that's been, you know, this has been, what, the second or, second year for Patino. But again, you know, Patino, we've talked about this, guys. I mean, you know, obviously Krzyzewski and all Roy Williams and all these guys who've been elite coaches, Jay Wright and that incredible run he had. You take an evaluation of everybody who's coached or followed college basketball intently for the last four decades. Again, the number of those who can go back four decades is getting slimmer and slimmer every day through natural attrition. But Rick Pitino is as good as it gets as a coach. I mean, obviously he's had some off the court controversy, Louisville and then going to the NBA and then switching schools and, leaving Kentucky and all that. But I mean, what he does, that classic example, he can take players that maybe were average elsewhere, didn't have success elsewhere, that other guys couldn't coach or couldn't have success with, and he could be successful, and other people can take the guys he has, like on this team, and maybe not be as successful. So, is it surprising that they're, what, number six or whatever, won the Big East and all those things? Absolutely. Is it a surprise that he's taken this program back to national relevance and the ability to make a deep run in the tournament? Absolutely not.
Frank Burleson. Burleson on Basketball is the website. Hall of Fame basketball writer Frank, as always, appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday. Crank up the queen if you want till 12. And we'll talk to you next week and we'll break down some brackets. How's that sound?
Sounds good, guys.
Thanks, Frank. There's Frank Burleson, everyone. It's Vinny and Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. Orioles still up on the Yankees. Give you an update when we come back. Funhouse Trip, Nolan McGraw. Then Inside Access takes over at 2. Well, let's get fun.
Quick Draws Funhouse. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
First one here from Chris says, you got to feel bad for the Towson kids, but what would adding more slots in the tournament do other than drag the tournament on even longer? It's not like any of these smaller schools have a realistic shot to win it all anyway.
You might want to look at that Final Four from 2 years ago where three relatively high, meaning low seeds, made deep runs. But Frank made a decent point. Just eliminate conference tournaments. Regular season winner, you're in. I mean, you should be rewarded for going 17-2. The other ones, hey, have fun at the NIT or something.
This one here on the Ravens says, no need to make changes at fullback. Just keep Ricard around. Maintain that same power run scheme you've had with him leading the way for Henry. I guarantee if you ask Derek the importance of keeping Ricard around, he would consider it a top priority.
Yeah, but Juszczyk's been the Pro Bowler for about 8 years, running in Ricard. So if Ricard wants to play hardball, I got no problem, because Cap's about choices. And if you can go get it, go get it, Patrick. If you can't, then come back for our price.
Another one here on the Orioles says it's tough to replace Grayson in the long term, but Povich gets the fifth spot, in my opinion. Plus, you're going to need Suarez for the bullpen anyway, with Kittredge out as well.
And talking to the people who've been down there all spring, the Orioles' plan is to keep Povich as a starter, not use him as a swing kind of guy, which Suarez already is. And Cade Povich has pitched well enough to earn that consideration. He pitched well in September last year, so I have zero problem with Cade Povich. Looks like he's 12, but he pitches like a veteran.
How about one more here? Says, lots of snubs for the Terrapins in these end-of-season Big Ten awards. And where's the love for Kevin Willard in Coach of the Year conversations? Picked to finish 10th, they wind up second. Still more to be done.
Yeah, and Kevin Willard's a guy that has his share of critics just among the Maryland fan base, PT. But he's done a hell of a job this year. Nolan, even you and I were critical of their inability to win away from the Xfinity Center. Not only have they exercised that demon, they became one of the best road teams in the Big Ten. Now it's a neutral site. Kevin Willard told us earlier in the show he's looking forward to the challenge. And are they up to the challenge? We'll find out 6:30 Friday night.
And it's not just exceeding those expectations, but when you pair that with really the impatience of this fan base. You know, when the Turgeon era ended, I mean, that was kind of rock bottom here. And people were not willing to wait around to build up a winner again. Whoever came in here next had to hit the ground running, have success right away, and he has.
Yep, 2 out of 3 years they made the NCAA tournament, and this is probably the best Maryland team we've seen since at least the what-if team of 2000 with Wiggins, Jalen Smith, and Anthony Cowan. That's going to do it for us. Orioles still up. Three zip over the Yankees down in Florida. 27th of March, that's the season opener at Toronto and the Blue Jays. Inside Access coming up here in a matter of minutes. We're back tomorrow with Woman Crush Wednesday. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. We'll talk to you in the morning. It's beautiful outside, have fun outside. For now, class dismissed.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.